Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. Presented by Patrick A. Heller of award-winning Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. Did you know that the last time the U.S. Mint struck dollar coins for circulation that contained silver was in 1935? Or that in the year 1921, the Mint struck two different designs of silver dollars for circulation? Did you also know that circulating silver dollars were actually not issued on a regular basis and normally not in large quantities? Of the 141 years from 1794 through 1935, the U.S. Mint only struck silver dollars for circulation in just 90 years. Then the Mint only struck more than 500,000 coins annually in just 51 years. The only reason that a greater number of coins were struck in the years from 1878 to 1904 is that the Mint was required, as a form of corporate welfare, to purchase at least $2 million of silver every month from mines in the western U.S., an amount far larger than needed for commerce. For most of American history, the silver dollar had such high purchasing power that it was not regularly used in everyday commerce. The only reason production resumed in 1921 was to help bail out Great Britain's financial struggles with the cost of fighting World War I. In the year 1921, the U.S. Mint resumed striking what were called Morgan silver dollars that had been last produced 17 years earlier. Then, at the suggestion of a coin collector, the Mint, toward the end of the year, started issuing a newly designed silver dollar to honor the end of the war, bearing the word peace at the bottom of the back. It was nicknamed the Peace Dollar. Peace dollars were struck in 10 of the 15 years of the program. Guess what? To honor the 100th anniversary of the year the U.S. Mint struck two different silver dollars for circulation, a bill is now in Congress that would require the Mint to issue commemorative Morgan and Peace silver dollars in the year 2021. If enacted, the new silver dollars would almost certainly spark renewed interest from the public in the hobby of coin collecting. Stay tuned for developments. That's it for today. Come back next Wednesday for more things you know that just aren't so, and important news you need to know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.